hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you on this Super Tuesday. Yes, we are going live on Super Tuesday. We're going to see probably some amazing results come in a little while. But we have, praise God, we have an incredible broadcast tonight. So this is something you're going to find fascinating and incredible, that what's going on is actually going on with three major events that are occurring within about 40 days time of each other. And so we're going to get into that in a moment. I'm going to open up in prayer. I got Cyrus in the room. I got Sadie on the desk. Cyrus is on the floor. Missy's on the floor in back of me. So you may see them during the broadcast. And welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. And to our Ark of Grace team and our moderators, they do an amazing job. And we're doing it for the Lord. So praise the Lord. I'm drinking tea because I was on Elijah streams a couple of hours ago. And I want to make sure my voice holds up through this entire broadcast. I put a bunch of Manuka honey in it. So pray for my voice as we go forth in this, because we have a lot to get through tonight. So I'm going to open up in prayer. I have a few things to show you first, and then we're going to get right into tonight and what we need to talk about. This is like a part three, but supercharged, of the eclipse, Eagle Pass, the Supreme Court, Jonah, Nineveh. It's got everything in it. We're going to connect it all for you like a puzzle. So everybody get ready. We will be putting the notes up on arkofgrace.org on the ministry blog. So you, the notes will be there for you to copy and print out and keep if you would like to. So let's open up in prayer and we'll get right into everything. So Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come before you. We praise you, Father God, that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We humble ourselves before you this day, Lord. Forgive us of our sins, Father. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We acknowledge, Lord, that you sent your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." And Lord, we praise you that Jesus Christ rose again in 3 days, as was prophesied. And after appearing to many, ascended back into heaven, took his victorious rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne. And we honor this before you, Lord, this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord, that your power would saturate the atmosphere and mightily go forth, that people would feel the weight of your power, Lord, that your glory would go forth, that your name would be glorified above all. Lord, fill me and fill us with all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Go before us in this, Father God. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, any plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, censorship, sabotage, that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, Father God, puppets of the enemy, weak, willing vessels and the like would attempt against us and against Ark of Grace Ministries. Father, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. We apply the blood of Jesus and command it bound up and cast back to the dry places and areas you have designated, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ, and not return or have anything sent to this place. Lord, let the communication lines be disrupted, Lord, and dismantled of the enemy so they cannot carry out their plans. And Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most simply just the clay. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Lord. Father, you are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. And we praise you this day. Let your name be glorified above all in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Okay. Amen. Oh, there's Missy. Amen. Amen. So before we get into this labyrinth of incredible insight, let's talk animals for a minute. We have some update photos for you from the sanctuary. that our staff took, that I took. And so we're going to show them to you now as people are jumping on. There's Charlotte. Charlotte came from Amish country in Pennsylvania, and she actually was going to go to a kill pen, and we got an emergency call about her. And we intervened and we took her, and she's one of the sweetest horses I have ever met. What a sweet, gentle soul she is. But there's Charlotte hanging out. Okay, Chester Bixby. Guy on the top is Chester. The guy beneath him with the eyes peering at you is Bixby. This is out the very top floor of our home. We have cat towers for them. We have an area for them that they can just hang out. So they are together a lot. Chester and Bixby are most definitely friends. And here's Mr. Pete with the chickens out and about. As the weather now is getting nicer in New York and we've entered March, he is out and about with the chickens, and they're sort of like free ranging a bit under the supervision of our staff. And so it's nice that they get to get out and walk around, and they're trained to do it. So they've been trained to do this, and it's a wonderful thing. So that was, oh, we have one more picture that I emailed that I'll wait for them to get it, but it was of the bunnies. And so I emailed it because we have two new sanctuary residents. We got an email about two bunnies. One of them is very disabled. You'll see their feet are out like this, and they hop around with their feet out like this. Their back legs are paralyzed. And so we got this email, and we sent Vince, who we know, to Jersey. Thank you so much for getting it. And we brought the bunnies to Ark of Grace to take them in and get them the medical care that they so desperately need. So they're sisters. And as you can see, the leg is out there, but we name them Faith and Hope because that's what we need right now for these bunnies. We need faith and we need hope. I have anointed them. I have prayed over them. One of our doctors who's amazing with rabbits is coming over to the house to check them out, to see what can be done for them, to get them on the road to health because they really do need some care. But we took them in and we're happy to have them. And Toby is very excited they're here. He ran up to the cage like, hi, the other day. And it was like, you know, they all scurried inside because Toby just likes to get in the face of new animals. He's just so used to it now. He gets excited. So those are our two new sanctuary residents, Faith and Hope. Also, we have a Facebook page for Ark of Grace Sanctuary that you should know about. And here it is. So you can go and actually follow Ark of Grace Sanctuary on Facebook. There's me with Charlotte in the top corner. And our staff posts regularly on this site, updates on the animals, on what's going on, the happenings around the sanctuary. So please go to Ark of Grace Sanctuary, like and follow. We would very much appreciate it. And last but not least, before we get into this breakdown tonight, we have the gala. Ark of Grace Sanctuary Gala, May 3rd, 2024. If you go to the events page on arkofgrace.org, you can sign up. We have a limit of 130 tickets available because we had to offer them who were, you know, who work for us first and their families and things of that nature. So you could go to the events page on arkofgrace.org and you can get tickets. It is $200 per ticket. All proceeds benefit Ark of Grace Sanctuary. We may have some special guests coming. We're looking very forward to this. You will meet the animals from 5 to 6 p.m. We will have animals from the sanctuary there to meet and greet. And so it is at the links at Unionville. They have been wonderful. They were very open to us having the animals there. And we very much appreciate that. We look forward to having you there. Okay. Now, done with announcements. Okay, about 10 minutes. We got prayer and announcements done in about 10 minutes. Now, let's get this up because, you know, of all days we do this is on Super Tuesday. And I just think that's something else. So praise the Lord for that. Now, we have a few things to break down here, okay? And we're going to kind of go in order and we're going to connect everything. And we're just going to try to deal with quite a few topics and events going on that all connect. So we have like a square. We have 4 points of events, right, that are happening right now in Texas and the United States of America. So we have the immigration clash at Eagle Pass, one. We have that Ishtar-looking statue that was brought to Houston, Texas from New York, the same one that's on top of the New York City courthouse. Well, they have a bigger model that was in a New York City park, and they have conveniently moved it to Houston, Texas. We have a full eclipse coming in early April, April 8th, 2024. And we have the largest Texas wildfires in the state's history that have suddenly, and I put that in air quotes, erupted. So we've got these four things to deal with. In fact, we have a couple of news articles to show you just so you'll see some of where we're going with this. And we'll put them up. UH cancels event as anti-abortion groups protest satanic statue on campus. Now, this is the same statue that they put above the New York City courthouse. This happens to be a much larger version of it. And it was brought to Houston and it was brought to that campus. So that's the first story. We're going to get a little more into this later on, but there it is. There's that god-awful statue. Like, honestly, like it's just awful. Yeah, they've moved it. Now, this is interesting, and we're going to get into why New York to Texas. Okay, so that's number one. Second article shows the wildfires. So deadly Texas wildfires torch 1 million acres, the largest blaze in state history, as more infernos rage. This was on March 1st, this article. Do we think this is any coincidence that this has happened now? No. It's not a coincidence. And we're going to get into how all these things connect. We're going to get into how all these things connect tonight. Now, okay, we're going to start with scripture, and then we're going to move into the eclipse, Purim, Passover, Nineveh, Jonah, the Supreme Court. We're going to move into all of that. So Matthew 12, verse 36 through 40. But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation craves for a sign, and yet no sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah, the prophet. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the sea monster, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Okay, so we know that Jonah was not only in the belly of this great fish or sea monster for 3 days and three nights, but before this happened, the Lord tells Jonah to go to Nineveh. Now, this is going to come into play with this eclipse. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim judgment against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah ran away to Tarshish to escape from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into the ship to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. So Jonah is told to go to Nineveh and pronounce judgment on them from the Lord. Do you know who had a main temple and a main hub in Nineveh? Ishtar. Ishtar had one. So Jonah ends up, and we'll get back to Ishtar in a minute, ends up in the belly of this great fish for disobeying. And after 3 days, the fish vomits Jonah up on shore. Now we go to Jonah chapter 3. You're going to see how this all connects. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Go to Nineveh, the great city, and declare to it the message which I'm going to tell you." So Jonah went to Nineveh in accordance with the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days walk. Then on the first day's walk, Jonah began to go through the city, and he called out and said, 40 days more remain, and then Nineveh will be overthrown." The people of Nineveh believed and trusted in God, and they proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest even to the least of them. When word reached the king of Nineveh, he issued a proclamation, and it said, "In Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, no man, animal, herd, or flock is to taste anything. They are not to eat or drink water, but both man and animal must be covered with sackcloth, and everyone is to call on God earnestly and forcefully, that each may turn from his wicked way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and withdraw his burning anger so that we will not perish. When God saw their deeds, that they turned from their wicked way, then God relented concerning the disaster which he had declared that he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. Okay, so Jonah speaks seven words, only seven words. Jonah 3:4, then on the first day's walk, Jonah began to go through the city, and he called out and said, 40 days more and Nineveh will be overthrown. It's seven words total, okay? It was a prophetic warning of repent or God is going to destroy the entire city, right? This was judgment. This was pure judgment that was coming down on Nineveh. Now, how does this connect to the eclipse set to happen on April 8th, 2024, 1 week before Passover? Well, we have to biblically look at signs in the heavens. So Exodus chapter 10, verses 21 through 23. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward the sky, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even a darkness which may be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward the sky, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the sons of Israel had light in their dwellings. This darkness came before Passover. There was also, interestingly enough, an eclipse the night King Herod died, who was a wicked ruler who had two priests brutally killed, and the Lord struck him and he died. And there was an eclipse that night that he died. Now, we see examples of signs in the heavens written through God's word. Matthew 2, 1 through 5. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. So this is all examples of signs in the heavens. Luke 21, 25 through 26. There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth, distress and anguish among nations, in perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea and the waves, people fainting from fear and expectation of the things coming on the world. For the very powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great glory. Now, when these things begin to occur, stand tall and lift up your heads in joy, because your redemption is drawing near. Joel chapter 2, verses 30 through 32. I will display wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it will come about that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered. Now, to Eagle Pass and the eclipse. The path of totality for this eclipse is Eagle Pass, Texas, where this immigration clash is happening, where a major battle of the Civil War was fought. A pass is a point of entry. It is also a rejection. Okay? So this eclipse falls right in between Purim and Passover, literally smack in the middle of these two Jewish holidays. Two Jewish holidays that have to do with deliverance and judgment. Two holidays or holy days where the people of God are simultaneously delivered as severe judgment falls on the wicked, who not only persecuted God's children, but committed idolatry and blasphemy against the Lord at the highest levels of government. So there was a significant battle fought during the Civil War at Eagle Pass. And April 12, 1861 begins the Civil War. There was an annular solar eclipse of 1861. January 11th it was. It was pre-recorded 2 weeks earlier by a penumbral lunar eclipse on 1860, December 28th. and is followed 2 weeks later, they said, by a penumbral lunar eclipse, 1861, January 26. These eclipses all take place during a single eclipse season. So when the Civil War begins, not long after that, right? Well, actually before the Civil War. So right before the Civil War, about 3.5 months, an eclipse takes place. Okay, this is significant to note. The Revolutionary War. On January 8, 1777, just days after his stunning victories over the British at Trenton and Princeton, General Washington stopped to pen a strange letter of thanks. Instead of praising battlefield heroics, Washington acknowledged the Pennsylvania Council of Safety for notice they provided of an impending eclipse. January 9th, a partial eclipse happens and 2/3 of the sun is covered. More than a year later, on June 24, 1778, a total solar eclipse was recorded as being visible by combatants from the Carolinas to New England. Thomas Jefferson noted this event in his letters from Monticello. So we see there are eclipses before the Civil War and there are eclipses during the Revolutionary War. Now we find ourselves in a battle for this nation. It's not only a revolution, but it's a revolutionary war that we find ourselves in. So now we're going to go to 2017 for a moment and work our way forward. So back in August 2017, the Great American Eclipse occurs. There were 7 cities called Salem in the path of the Great American Total Solar Eclipse. It was also the year Trump took office. Now President Trump takes office. Here is the map of this. So the Salems was Salem, Oregon, Salem, Idaho, Salem, Wyoming, Salem, Nebraska, Salem, Missouri, Salem, Kentucky, and Salem, South Carolina. So not only are there 7 cities named Salem in the path of the Great American Eclipse, the path of totality was Salem, Oregon. Oregon, one of the most liberal, lawless states, is in that path. And it occurred the year Donald Trump took office. Now, the eclipse occurs about a month before Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets on the Jewish calendar. So you have 7 Salems. Where do we find Salem biblically? Genesis 14, verses 17 through 24. Then after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him, this is Abram, at the valley of Sheva. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was a priest of God Most High. He blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." He gave him a tenth of all. The king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give the people to me and take the goods for yourself." Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have sworn to the Lord God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread or a sandal, thong, or anything that is yours, for fear you would say, 'I have made Abram rich.' I will take nothing except what the young men have eaten and the share of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their share." Now, Salem is Hebrew for peace. It has similar roots to the more familiar Hebrew word shalom. And Hebrew is the original language of the Old Testament. So the king Salem, Melchizedek, went to meet Abram or Abraham after he had to go to battle because his family, his nephew Lot, they were all taken. What he had was taken, and now he has to go to battle to get it back, with the Lord guiding him to recover what had been stolen from him. Okay, so you have 7 Salems. You have 7 years from the time of that eclipse until the next election in 2024, which we are currently in right now. 7 years that they have stolen from God's people, from this nation, and literally taken what they possessed, taken what the nation had, taken what the people of this nation had, taken what the people of God had, and they tried to possess it. There's 7 Salems appeared, right? So this seven Salems and this eclipse appears the first year Donald Trump takes office, which was the prophetic sign to come that all would attempt to be stolen from us and there would be a battle to recover all. And after that, Melchizedek, priest of the Most High God, comes out and blesses. Now, we have this eclipse coming April 8th, 2024. Now, 2017 eclipse, August, full eclipse, seven cities named Salem. Okay. This eclipse that's coming, there are seven cities in the United States of America and one city in Canada called Nineveh. They are in the path of this eclipse. So we have seven cities called Nineveh in the United States, one city called Nineveh in Nova Scotia. So as we can see, let's go down the list here. There's Nineveh, Texas, Nineveh, Missouri. Now, Missouri was in the path last time. It was Salem, Missouri. Now it's Nineveh, Missouri. Nineveh, Indiana, Nineveh, Ohio, Nineveh, Pennsylvania, Nineveh, Virginia, Nineveh, New York, and Nineveh, Nova Scotia. Now, I want you to take a look at the first state and the last state on this list. Texas is one. New York is last. Okay? Why is Nineveh, Texas first and Nineveh, New York last? Why? Or seventh, you know, because it's the last one in the United States. Well, I'll show you why. The eclipse will also be able to note will be viewed from Jonah, Texas. Yes, there is a Nineveh, Texas, and there is a Jonah, Texas, and they are both going to be able to view this eclipse, the people that are there. So, Jonah is right outside the capital of Austin, Texas. Nineveh was the capital of Assyria. How long was Nineveh the capital of Assyria? Well, first mentioned in ancient texts around 1800 BCE, Nineveh became an important trade and religious center and was Assyria's capital city from the 9th through the 7th centuries BCE. It was destroyed when the Assyrian Empire collapsed in 612 BCE. So as you can see from this map that our team was able to get, you have Assyria and you have Nineveh right there. Nineveh is the hub. Nineveh is a huge city for its time. Nineveh had the Temple of Ishtar. The main Temple of Ishtar was in Nineveh. So you have a good idea where it is from this map as opposed to Damascus and Asher and places like that. So Jonah speaks seven words to Nineveh, right? He speaks seven words to get the whole city to turn and repent. Well, what do Texas and New York have in common besides they are both on the list? They both have cities named Nineveh that will be able to view this full eclipse. What they have in common is that Ishtar-looking statue that was not only placed upon the New York City courthouse, but there was a large-scale model that went from a park in New York City to Houston, Texas. Who was at the hub of Nineveh's worship? The Temple of Ishtar, false goddess of fertility, war, and divine law. Now, we're going to put up a couple of articles to show you. Okay, this is from Texas Right to Life. Stop University Satanic Abortion Statue. They actually had protests in the opening ceremony for this. Isn't it nice they said opening ceremony? Was canceled. So praise the Lord, it got canceled. So as you could see, it's that statue. It has an eerie resemblance to Ishtar. It was done in honor of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It does represent fertility and law. Make no mistake about this. Who is behind this? Okay. Now, this is what it says. The University of Houston will display a golden statue with satanic imagery to honor abortion and memorialize the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The idol named Witness is an 18-foot-tall naked female figure with braids shaped like goat horns and arms like tentacles. Its judicial lace, there's the law, collar mirrors Ginsburg's recognizable style. It debuted in New York last year and was co-commissioned by Madison Square Park Conservancy and Public Art of the University of Houston System. The statue will be on display at the Cullen. Now listen to this. The statue will be on display at the Cullen Family Plaza at University of Houston from February 28th to October 31st. What happens on October 31st? The Super Bowl for the Kingdom of Darkness is what happens. It is Halloween. It is a very dark day, and it is something that the occult reveres and celebrates. Now, the artist behind this is Shazia Sikander. Told the New York Times that she titled part of her exhibit Now, N-O-W. What is now spelled backwards? One. Just remember that. Now spelled backwards is one. Thank you, Lord. Because women's ability to have abortion is at risk right now. Now. One. She added she created the statue to pay homage to Ginsburg because she is a fierce woman and a form of resistance in a space that has historically been dominated by patriarchal representation. Oh, I know. We can't have fathers as shepherds. Oh, no, we can't have that. With Ginsburg's death and the reversal of Roe, there was a setback to women's constitutional progress. Now, there is another article that shows that it got canceled. Here it is. University of Houston cancels opening ceremony. Artists talk for controversial abortion sculpture. The University of Houston canceled the February 28th opening event and accompanying talk by Pakistani-American artist Shazia Sikander for the exhibit of her sculpture, Witness, in the Public Art of the University of Houston System Collection. The cancellation came after the exhibit faced calls for protests and pressure from various pro-life groups, one of which called the sculpture a satanic abortion idol. Hava consists of four elements. This whole thing she did, all right, this whole body of work. Witness the sculpture, now the video, now backwards is one, like you won something. Reckoning, and the augmented reality video animation apparition. Let me show you what this means. Witness, now, for judgment by a ghost-like image. An apparition is a ghost-like image. It's a ghost. Or evidence now, because witness and evidence go together. Evidence now for judgment by a ghost. Or if you turn the now backwards to one, witness one for judgment by a ghost. That's what that exhibit means. They are literally trying to summon demons to judge those the Lord has used to dry up the river of blood that ran through the nation. They're literally trying to summon demons and move idols around in order to try to win right now, in order to try to usurp the people of this nation, to try to defeat what Almighty God is doing. Now, what was Nineveh doing that was so horrific? They were sacrificing children. They were they had prostitutes in the temple of Ishtar. The Lord was sending Jonah to announce their destruction as the main temple of Ishtar. False goddess of fertility, war, and divine law was there. And so it was a hub. So the Lord was announcing the destruction and judgment of the hub of this idolatry and false worship. Houston is like the New York City of Texas. I think it's the third largest city in the United States of America. Now, to make things even more interesting, Nikki Haley, Her true first name is Nimrata. N-I-M-R-A-T-A. She goes by Nikki Haley, but her first name is Nimrata. Now, that sounds pretty close to Nimrod. I found something very interesting, a headline, and I'll put it up. Did I? Oh, I didn't. Hold on. I'm just going to read it to you. Oh, no, we have it? Oh, okay, good. I thought I didn't have it for a minute. Nimrod. Haley announces she's running for president. Nimrod. That's what they called her. Now, how does this tie to Nineveh, Ishtar, Jonah, the eclipse, and the nation? Well, Nimrod is spoken of in Genesis chapter 10. Genesis 10 verses 8 through 9 says, Cush became the father of Nimrod. He became a mighty one on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. That wasn't a good thing. Therefore, it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. Nimrod was a corrupt ruler. He was a corrupt man and he was wicked. He married a prostitute named Semiramis. When Nimrod dies, they make him the false god of the sun. She claims she is pregnant by immaculate conception and gives birth to Tammuz. He was idolized, and in Ezekiel, it is spoken of that women were weeping for Tammuz. Semiramis is ultimately made into a false idol, the Queen of Heaven. Another name for the Queen of Heaven is Ishtar, is Ashtoreth, who caused Israel to fall. This is a sign of the times and pointing to and exposing the ancient spirits at play here who want to completely dominate our nation. Now, 12 days from Purim. So Purim occurs March 23rd to March 24, 2024. 12 days after that, the eclipse happens. 14 days after the eclipse, Passover happens. So, interestingly enough, April 4th, 2023, DA Alvin Bragg announces the 34-count indictment against Trump in New York. It's the first time a president, former or current, had been indicted. 1 year, almost 1 year, to the day of the eclipse. The Trump indictment in New York is announced on April 4th, 2023. The eclipse is set to occur April 8th, 2024. This is no coincidence. That is 369 days. And if you add that up, you get the number 18. Now, interestingly enough, biblically speaking, 18 in the Bible comes from its symbolic meaning for bondage. 18 is also, they consider the number, I believe, of life in the Jewish faith. May 14th would be 40 days after the eclipse. Now, that might be a target date for around that time, because Jonah said Nineveh would be destroyed in 40 days if they did not repent. 40 days from the time the eclipse passes over seven Ninevehs is May 14th. Jonah chapter 3, verse 4. Then Jonah began to go through the city one day's walk, and he cried out and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. Now, the end of Passover, April 30th to May 14th, is 14 days, which is the exact amount of time between the eclipse and the start of Passover. Purim is March 23rd, 2024 to March 24th at sundown 2024. The Trump New York trial, the hush money trial, is set to begin March 25th, 2024, literally the day after Purim. And here is the Reuters article. Trump to stand trial on March 25th in New York criminal hush money case, literally the day after Purim. And the window between Purim and the eclipse, this hush money trial is set to begin. Also, the Supreme Court, and praise God for that 9-0 decision that came down. That is no accident. And the timing of it coming down when it did is no accident. And we praise the Lord that it was a 9-0 decision. So we just want to say that. But the Supreme Court also is set to hear Trump's presidential immunity case in late April. And as you can see, backlogged with blockbuster cases, Supreme Court takes on Trump. So they're set to hear this case in late April. The court's announcement Wednesday that it will hear the case in late April drew enormous criticism for boosting Trump's efforts to delay his DC election obstruction trial until after the 2024 election, in which he is leading. He is the leading Republican candidate. Do we realize that this historic immunity case is set to be heard by the Supreme Court in late April and will potentially be heard during Passover? Do we even realize what a great possibility this is of happening right now? I mean, the fact that all of these things are happening and that are connected is absolutely incredible. And I will say this, I want the attorney generals and the DAs and the governor of New York and the attorney general of New York to take a good look down south at Fannie Willis and at the Biden agenda that allowed the border crisis to bloom and at the Supreme Court right now. Take a good long look at these things. For you in leadership in New York shall receive double of what you see those receiving in Georgia. Double for the thievery and the mocking and the trying to become governor yourself. Yes, one of the high ups that is connected to this wants to become governor themselves, just as Haman wanted to be king. Because the 9-0 decision from the Supreme Court that says Trump can't be taken off the ballot in any states, happening in March, the same month as Purim, the divine reversal, is prophetic and profound. So these DAs, attorney generals, prosecutors, and the governor of New York better take a good long look at Georgia, the Supreme Court, and the border and realize that if they don't back it up, what is going to befall them in this season? Because they will receive double because they doubled down. Up there goes Toby. Since the eclipse is April 8th, which is 4/8, I wanted to look at scripture from different books that says 4/8 because it's fascinating, some of it, how it ties to it. So Genesis 4:8 says, Cain told Abel, his brother, and it came about when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Exodus 4:8 says, if they will not believe you or heed the witness of the first sign, they may believe the witness of the last sign. Leviticus 4:8. He shall remove from it all the fat of the bull of the sin offering, the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat which is on the entrails. The fat is the richest part. They shall remove the richest part of the bull for an offering. Just think about that one for a minute. Think about that one and think about that big bull statue at the New York Stock Exchange. Just think about these things. Just think about what they're trying to remove right now from Donald Trump. The richest parts, they're trying to take that. Just think about that for a moment. Deuteronomy 4:8. Or what great nation is there that has statutes and judgments as righteous as this whole law, which I am setting before you today? Joshua 4:8. Thus the sons of Israel did as Joshua commanded and took up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, just as the Lord spoke to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And they carried them over with them to the lodging place and put them down there. 12 represents government and rule. Okay, Judges 4:8. Then Barak said to her, if you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go. Then Barak said to her. Ruth 4:8. So the closest relative said to Boaz, buy it for yourself. And he removed his sandal because Boaz was redeeming Ruth in the land. by purchasing it back. He was a kinsman redeemer. 1 Samuel 4:8, woe to us who shall deliver us from the hand of these mighty gods. These are the gods who smote the Egyptians with all kinds of plagues in the wilderness. This is the Philistines talking, saying that they were cursed. Who was going to deliver them from the hand of Almighty God that now was about to come down on the Philistine nation? 2 Samuel 4:8, then they brought the head of Ishbosheth to David at Hebron, and said to the king, behold the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, your enemy, who sought your life. Thus the Lord has given my lord the king vengeance this day on Saul and his descendants. Nehemiah 4:8, all of them conspired together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause a disturbance in it. Interesting. Esther 4:8, because the eclipse is 4:8. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict which had been issued in Susa for their destruction, that he might show Esther and inform her, and to order her to go to the king to implore his favor and plead with him for her people. That edict was sent out for the destruction of God's people, and the Lord set it up to deliver his people and cause a divine reversal to happen. Job 4:8, according to what I have seen, those who plow iniquity and those who sow trouble harvest it. Jeremiah 4:8, for this put on sackcloth, lament and wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us. Hosea 4:8, they feed on the sin of my people and direct their desire toward iniquity. Obadiah 4:8 is one of the most fascinating in this little bit of scripture here. Obadiah 4:8 says, though you build high like the eagle, though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. What is on the American flag? 50 stars. What is the symbol of America? The eagle. Though you build high like the eagle, though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. And that could represent government in the nation. Matthew 4:8, again, the devil took him up a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Devil took Jesus up to tempt him, to show him all the kingdoms of the world, and tell him, I'll give this to you if you only bow down and worship me. I will give you power and fame if you will only bow down and worship me and do what I tell you to do. There's a lot of that going on right now in Georgia, in New York, in Washington, D.C., in certain states. There is a lot of that going on right now. Mark 4:8. Another seed fell into good soil, and as the plants grew and increased, they yielded a crop and produced 30, 60, and 100 times or 100-fold. Luke 4:8, Jesus replied to him, it is written and forever remains written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Romans 4:8, blessed and happy and favored is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account nor charge against him. 2 Corinthians 4:8, we are pressured in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair. Galatians 4:8, but at that time when you did not know God and were unacquainted with him, you Gentiles were slaves to those pagan things, which by their very nature were not and could not be gods at all. Ephesians 4:8, therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he bestowed gifts on men. And last one, Revelation 4:8, and the four living creatures, each of them having six wings, are full of eyes all over and within. And day and night, they never stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come. Now, I find all that scripture fascinating, given what's happening in this nation. Now, back to Nineveh. After Nineveh humbles themselves before the Lord, Jonah gets angry that the Lord did not destroy Nineveh. And the Lord responds in Jonah 4:11. Should I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city in which there are more than 120,000 innocent persons who do not know the difference between their right and their left hand and are not yet accountable for sin, as well as many blameless animals? So this is interesting because this in scripture shows that the Lord not only considers man and children, but he considers animals when it comes to what he has to do to a nation. He doesn't want to hurt what is innocent and blameless if he doesn't have to. And so basically the Lord relented because you had 120,000 children and numerous animals that did not have guilt on them for what the rest of the city did. Now, this eclipse, we not only have the seven Ninevehs, and we have Nineveh, Texas, and we have Jonah, Texas, but we have the path of totality, which is Eagle Pass, Texas. Trump and Biden visit Eagle Pass the same day. And here it is. It's from the New York Times. How the Biden-Trump border visits revealed the deeper divide. So they visit the border the same day, and even the participants in President Biden and Donald J. Trump's overlapping visits to Texas on Thursday seemed to sense there was something remarkable about their near encounter along the southern border. Rarely do the current and former commanders-in-chief arrive on the same scene on the same day to present such sharply different approaches to an issue as intractable as immigration. Even rarer still was the reality that the two men are most likely hurtling toward a rematch in November Takeaways from Biden and Trump's dueling visits to the border. Remember that word, dueling. In a rare overture for what otherwise promises to be a highly toxic and politically charged campaign, Biden extended an olive branch to Trump during his remarks in Brownsville, entreating the former president to join his efforts to get Congress to reconsider a bipartisan border agreement, one that Trump effectively scuttled by signaling to congressional Republicans that he was opposed to it. Now, this is all happening. This visit to the border came on the cusp of the Supreme Court 9-0 decision. It's coming on the cusp of us going into Purim and then the eclipse and Passover. Now, Proverbs 29, verses 4 through 6. The king establishes the land by justice, but a man who takes bribes overthrows it. A man who flatters his neighbor with smooth words intending to do harm, olive branch, is spreading a net for his own feet. By his wicked plan, an evil man is trapped, but the righteous man sings and rejoices. So that's Proverbs 29, verses 4 through 6. Now, 2 Samuel 3:1 sums up what is going on here. And it says, there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David grew steadily stronger while the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. There was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David grew steadily stronger while the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. That is a prophetic picture of what is happening here. They both visited the border February 29th, 2024, on a leap year. A leap. What's the definition of leap? To jump or spring a long way, to a great height, or with great force. Now, going back to a word, December 28th, 2020. I'm going to read it to you because it has to do with what's happening now. This word is over 3 years old. And this is what it says. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, what happens in 2021, the historic events will set the groundwork and define events in America for years to come. For it shall be a year that begins with dueling leadership. What did that article say? Dueling visits to the border. The article we had just put up talks about dueling visits to the border. For it shall be a year that begins with dueling leadership and an intense fight. However, you shall see a birth from that which will affect the laws of this land and bring them back to its roots and foundations, that they shall not destroy, but now shall be their downfall, as the Constitution is brought to the forefront and the laws carried out. So do not be in doubt, my children. Do not listen to the derision or the sneers or the jesters attempting to speak lies in your ear, for they shall be just that in the news. Jesters, jokesters, their faces shall turn pale, and all their secret mail is opened and read, as the media shall quiver and shake, and what I, the Lord your God, shall take from the whole lot, and pillars of salt they shall become, as they long for a Sodom that is being judged. Few will wake up and get out in time, for the crimes will be great. They have sealed their fate, and will lose this race of influence they so chose to run. Their fun and games shall now turn to pity and shame as the public turns on them with a hostility that destroys their delicacies they have been feasting on at the expense of the people. And now I, the Lord your God, shall destroy their idols. Foolish demons with fools who follow, they are being cast out into darkness where they belong. There shall be a holy song that is sung by the people across this land as the glory of God breaks forth like the dawn, first seen a little, and then the light breaks forth over the horizon. There shall be an intense pocket of this battle. And as you see this, my children, speak forth in faith, and you shall see that mountain move and Goliath fall. For David shall not be swayed to shy away from a blasphemous giant who has overstayed and overstepped into territory that is not theirs to claim. All the components of this Goliath shall fall. You shall even hear the name, my children. So do not look at the giant or Pharaoh's army in despair, for I, the Lord your God, am here, and will, for the sake of my children, intervene so America can continue to be brought back to what I, the Lord, have called it to be. Hold steadfast in your faith as you watch me shake this wicked army into the ground, for their plan shall return to dust and not continue to keep the mortal wound open the enemy has afflicted upon America. And I, the Lord, shall begin to close it as I deal with the source of this bleed. It shall be revealed and lead to activist groups and members of darkness who sold their souls for a fallible piece of this world. That was December 28th, 2020, that word. This word is almost 3.5 years old. And this is exactly, all glory be to God, what is happening right now. If we could put that article back up about dueling leadership, because that's what the Lord said in this, that the year would begin with dueling leadership. That was going to be something you would recognize. So the article, I think, came from, I don't know if it came from the Times or CNN. Let's see. CNN. Takeaways from Biden and Trump's dueling visits to the border. I'm trying to find it again in here so I can read it to you again. Oh, yeah, here it is. For it shall be a year that begins with dueling leadership and an intense fight. However, you shall see a birth from that which will affect the laws of this land and bring them back to its roots and foundations, that they shall not destroy, but now shall be their downfall, as the Constitution is brought to the forefront and the laws carried out. So do not be in doubt, my children. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, as you can see, that is either Chet or Penelope chirping in the background. When the presence of the Lord starts to move, the birds start to sing. It's just something that automatically happens. However, this is no accident that all of this is happening in tandem of each other. And it is no accident that this eclipse is smack in the middle of two very important Jewish holidays that have to do with the deliverance of God's people while the simultaneous judgment of leadership of nations occurs. This is no accident. And it is no accident that this time it's passing over seven Ninevehs, because Jonah went into Nineveh, spoke seven words about the Lord destroying the city. Why? Because Ishtar was there. Because the temple of Ishtar was there. Because they were committing idolatry and unspeakable acts against children and against women. And this is why. Do you know also, just to, because this is coming to my remembrance, that the temple of Nineveh, the temple in Nineveh of Ishtar, do you know part of their ceremonies or part of what they did, men dressed up as women? You think this transgender issue is a new issue? Men dressed up as women and they had relations with other men. So if you think transgenderism and homosexuality is a new issue, this goes all the way back to Ishtar and the temple at Nineveh and what they would do. And yes, the men would dress up as women. What do we have going on right now? We have this whole transgender issue happening amidst the seven cities named Nineveh. You got the city, you got the Texas city named Jonah, that also the eclipse will be able to be viewed from. And you've got Purim eclipse Passover happening. And you've got the Supreme Court set to hear the Trump immunity case, which is going to be a historic case. And most likely it's going to take place on the cusp of Passover or during Passover. These things that are lining up are by no accident. Does the Lord give signs in the heavens? Yes, he does, because scripture talks about it. But we better be paying attention to these things and humbling ourselves before the Lord and calling out to him for this nation. Last time it was seven Salems, seven Shaloms. This time it's seven Ninevehs. And if you take the 2017 eclipse this way, and then you take the 2024 eclipse this way, and you take the 2023 annular eclipse this way, it makes the Hebrew letter Aleph, which stands for the presence and the might and the revelation of God in the earth. So not only do you have this eclipse smack in between Purim and Passover, you have the three eclipses making the Hebrew letter Aleph over the United States of America. You also have Nineveh, Nova Scotia in Canada in the path of totality. Why? Because leadership in Canada is being judged. Leadership in Canada is being judged. They were warned to turn, and there was a historic court ruling against Trudeau in Canada, and that is just the beginning. And I'm going to say this, hold on, once Purim happens, and really buckle up once the eclipse happens, because from the time of the eclipse until November, I am telling you, it is going to be a wild, historic, incredible, prophetic ride. There is no coincidence here about all of these things happening together in tandem. There is no coincidence that the eclipse is crossing seven Ninevehs in the United States of America. There is no coincidence that Jonah, Texas, is right outside of the capital, Austin, and Nineveh was the capital in Assyria. And Jonah went to the capital and told them they had 40 days to repent or God was going to destroy the city. Do you know how many days is between the beginning of Purim and Passover? You got the eclipse in between. 39. There are 39 days between the time Purim starts and the end of Passover. One day short of the 40-day mark that Nineveh was given to repent and turn. There is no greater sign than the sign of Jonah. The fact it is happening in an election year, this year, and we see all of these things aligning, is absolutely incredible. And people need to repent and call on Jesus Christ and give their lives to him right now, because the Lord is not playing around with what he is doing. This is a crucial year for America. This is the valley of decision for America. And we need to understand that and really get a grasp of it. And as the church, be the intercessors, be the watchmen, be the standard God has called us to be in this. We should be sounding the alarm as the church. Repent. Here is your window. Repent. Here is your window, leadership in America and Canada. Repent. Here is your window, leadership in New York and California. Repent. Here is your window, leadership in Georgia. Repent. Congress, repent. This is the window. This is the alarm that is being sounded that starts Purim and triggers this 39-day window that is going to be absolutely incredible. And so we need to understand that where we are at. We have to be like the sons of Issachar, discerning the times and seasons of God right now, because this is an appointed time in the earth. And right before all this came about, the Lord said to me back in December, the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh has entered into the earth. That is no mistake that was spoken to me in December. And all of these things are aligning. And that warning that was given to the Supreme Court that I delivered February 19th, I believe it was 2024, in that word, there was a warning given to the Supreme Court and to the appellate courts from Almighty God. Pray for the Supreme Court right now, because they need to judge righteously in this hour. Righteously. And this 9-0 decision was judging righteously in accordance to the law. And pray for them with this immunity case coming up, because there's a lot of angry people that they're taking up this case. There's a lot of angry people out there that were trying to speed up the clock to prevent certain leadership from getting to November. You know why? Because they paid the money into the king's treasury. That judgment in New York against Donald Trump was trying to pay the money into the king's treasury. Haman offered King Ahasuerus in the book of Esther 10,000 talents of silver, which is equal to $161 million for the destruction and extermination of God's people. And in the same way, they're trying to pay the money into the king's treasury, because they ultimately don't want what they have. They want to destroy them. They don't want what you have. It's a way to destroy you. They are looking to destroy you, to cause you to be no more. That's what they're ultimately looking for. And those that are ignorant are not going to see the signs right now, because there was a point in the Gospels where God spoke from heaven to Jesus. And those whose ears were opened heard the voice of the Lord. But others who were ignorant said, oh, it's just thunder. This is what's happening right now. You've got those that are seeing this and going, this is the voice of the Lord speaking. This is the hand of Almighty God moving. And you've got those who want to remain ignorant, because ignorance is one of the enemy's greatest weapons, saying, it's just thunder. It's just noise. Nothing profound is happening. And they're not only going to miss it, they're going to be quaking. They're going to be quaking, and their knees are going to be knocking together as these things happen. And they begin to realize what they have been completely blind to. So it is our job to be watchmen on the wall, to pray, to sound the alarm right now and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When that school shooting back last March happened, the school's name was Covenant. When that school shooting happened, the Lord woke me up in Tulsa in April in the middle of the night when we were there and said Trump was the 45th president of the United States. Donald Trump is running to be the 47th president of the United States. 4 + 5 = 9. 4 + 7 = 11. 9/11. 9/11. Sound the alarm. The covenant is under attack. Sound the alarm. So these things are happening and they are trying to attack the very covenant that was made with God by George Washington in where? New York State. You want to know why all this is happening in New York? Because George Washington made a covenant between this nation and God from New York State. This is why you see all this going down in New York State. This is why. Because of that covenant. And we, as God's people, have to uphold that covenant in this hour. We have to stand and uphold that covenant. And we have to speak up. And we have to speak the word of the Lord. And we have to bear the standard that God is raising in this nation and requiring it of those leaders who want to bear his standard, to come under his yoke and completely surrender and submit. It doesn't matter what you're losing. The anointing of God will cost you everything. But you will get back so much more than you ever laid down at the altar of God. You will get back so much more. If you just hand it off to the Lord and give it to him and let him restore it and give back to you what he sees fit and do you for the restitution of what you've been through. So praise the Lord. I feel the Lord all over this. So, oh, there's something else that I might go live tomorrow quickly because I had a dream a few days ago that was incredible. And I wrote it down and I documented it. And I may quickly need to talk about it because of what's happening right now. So we will announce, but it will probably be about a half hour or so broadcast. But I had a dream a few nights ago. And this dream has to do with covenant. And it has to do with a party. And I don't mean a party like a surprise party. I mean like a party. A political party. And it's not the two that are currently there. So I might go live tomorrow night. We will announce. It'll either be tomorrow or Thursday. We will put it out. But I had this dream and I was sitting on it and I was just praying. And we're going to be, I think, putting it out this week. So look for that as well. Praise the Lord. This is where we're going to end. We're at an hour and 13 minutes. Thank you for hanging in there through all of that. I know it's a lot, but you know what? The Lord says it's the knowledge of the truth that will set you free. And if you have not given your heart to Jesus Christ, I implore you today. The word of God says that those that call on the name of the Lord shall and will be saved. Call on the name of Jesus Christ. Call on his name to come into your heart and your life and transform you. And acknowledge that he died for your sins on the cross and he took your place. He took your place. You were a sinner and you were condemned and he took your place. So give your heart to Jesus Christ today. And if you do, please write us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. We would love to get you started with some material that will help you now begin to feed your soul and grow. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Right at the end here, we're going to put up General Flynn's book. I want a rematch in pool with General Flynn. I almost beat him. I played him at Clay Clark's house and I almost beat General Flynn at pool. And I'm looking for a rematch. Either that or bowling it's going to be. It's going to be one or the other for a rematch. But General Flynn does have books out. It's actually a series, I believe. Session 2 is now available. AI, the battle of AI, how to protect your family, what's going on in the country. He covers all these things in these books, and it is under our ministry partners. So you can go to arcofgrace.org, go to ministry partners, and you can get his book today. So praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And my background, now it's March. You're probably going to see a change over the next couple of weeks, and we're coming into spring and summer. So you're going to see things a little different in back of me. I like to change it up, not only for myself, but so all of you out there too kind of get, you know, you kind of get the background that is the season that is going on in New York. So that will be going on as well over the next couple of weeks. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6 every day. Psalm 91. I speak it every single day over me and Chris. I encourage you to speak it as well. Also, Psalm 34 and 35 are incredible as well. Ephesians 1 and 3 in the believer's authority. There are scriptures from those chapters that I say every single day. I encourage you, though, to read the whole chapters and to read them often. Also, the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught his disciples how to pray that way. It's important. The order of that prayer is what is important. So we encourage you guys to get into the habit every day of doing these things, because the word is living and active, and we have to activate it. We have to activate it. The pneumos, the breath, that is the activation. It goes into the realm of the spirit, and it affects what's going on around us in the natural. And so we have to use this as our sword. It is also a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So I encourage you to get into the habit of this, because it will transform your life. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. We'll announce about tomorrow or Thursday, one or the other. Keep the faith. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord, because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs in our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. It is an alternative to big pharma based on quantum physics. Over 40 scripture verses written into these patches for everything from blood sugar, anxiety, pain, neuropathy, to immune system boost, dog pain. They are very sincere about having alternatives to big pharma.
We are a big advocate of natural solutions to help with pain and blood sugar and a host of other issues.
I tried the pain patches and they worked when I used them.
When you connect it to your body, the skin patch changes your brainwaves.
Sugar, this one is neuropathy. I actually have it on, and we use this on Toby, actually, because Toby's about 8 years old, and from being paralyzed years ago and the Lord miraculously healing him, he has a little leftover with his joints and his hips, so we actually give him the doggy pain patches.
What was he doing? He was running?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I plucked him out, and wow, he's boom. And he got power. I said, no way. And I don't know. I said, Amanda, what?
What did you do to him?
To Toby? So it's good.